Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Menachos, Daf Vav Menachos 6. Back on Daf Hamma Beis, the Gemara cites a Braisa that says with respect to the law of an Ola, it states in Leviticus chapter 1, verse 2, Adam ki akriv michem karban mina beima mina bakaru mina tzon takrivu es karbanchem. If a person will bring an offering from you, from an animal, from the cattle, from the sheep, you shall bring your sacrifices. So says the Gemara, when it states in the verse, imala karbano min habakar, from your cattle, so since it states that lamata, and states that in the verse afterwards, after the initial verse, therefore, ein talmalomer, wasn't necessary to say min habakar, because the initial verse stated min habakar, so why does it repeat it from the cattle? It's to tell you, says our Gemara, it's to tell us that a trefa cannot be brought as an offering on the altar. So the concept of the words min habakar is to tell you that even though, generally speaking, a cattle can be brought as a karban, but if it is a trefa, if it has a blemish upon it, which will be something that the animal will die as a result of it, and we know that there is going to be in Tractechulin 18 different types of trefa in an animal, so therefore it's excluded. And the Gemara asks the question, but why do we need a verse to tell us that a trefa is excluded? Valodinu, we could have derived it from a Kal v'chomer argument. And what's the Kal v'chomer argument? Ma balmum shemuteras lehejot asur l'gvoa. If just a regular blemish, which does not disqualify in general an animal from being eaten, is nevertheless prohibited to be brought as a karban. A trefa, which is asur lehejot, which if an animal is trefa, it's not kosher for a regular person to eat, for sure it should be prohibited to the gvoa. It should be prohibited to be brought as a karban on the altar. And the Gemara then rejects that Kal v'chomer and says, no, we still would need it. And the Gemara goes on to bring us many different Kal v'chomers about why would we think we need this to be taught in a specific verse when we could have derived it from a Kal v'chomer. And the Gemara comes to near the end of its series of proofs. The Gemara introduces a very interesting topic. Because the Gemara had said, well, let's learn it out. The Gemara had given a series of attempted proofs, and one of them was from an attempted proof from a Yotzei Dofen, from an animal that is born via a C-section. And another attempted proof was not just from an animal that is born from a C-section, but also from a Balmum, from an animal with a blemish, which we had already said that attempted proof. And the Gemara says, well, let's learn out from a combination of these two prohibitions that for a Kal v'chomer, a trefa should also be prohibited. And the Gemara says, no, we can't learn that out because the trefa is something unique that neither the Balmum and the Yotzei Dofen have. And what is that? Malat Sava Shavash Ben Shulkein Lo Hutru Mikolon. That there is something that the C-section animal and the animal that has a blemish both don't have, which is that there's not a general principle where they're permitted, that their prohibition is never permitted under a certain circumstance. And so, should we say this by a trefa? How can we derive a Kal v'chomer to a trefa, which is that there is a general principle by a trefa where its prohibition doesn't apply under certain circumstances? And the Gemara is going to say, what is that general principle where the laws of trefa don't apply? So it says, Ravacha b'rei de Rava Ravashi, trefa shehutra mikol mahi. Where is this thing, where is there a concept where we see a trefa that the prohibition doesn't apply, and therefore we need a specific verse to tell us that a trefa is not allowed to go up on the altar? If you want to say, perhaps it comes from the Malika of Olas Ofa Gavoa, that we know that if when a bird was brought into the temple to be brought up on the altar, it was not killed via a knife, via slaughter, but it was killed via Malika, where the Kohen stuck his thumb through the back of the neck of the animal. And so therefore, even though he stuck it through the back of the neck of the animal, and thereby causing it a trefa, we see from here that it would be nevertheless permitted for the Kohen to eat the Malika that was done on the Chatas Oath. And so therefore, we see that for this reason, you cannot bring a principle from an attempted Kal v'chomer from the case of a Yotzei Dofen and a case of a Balmum to an oaf, because there are certain circumstances where trefa never applies to an oaf, and that is by the case of Malika. So the Gemara says that is also not an attempted refutation of the fact that we shouldn't need a Kal v'chomer, because the Gemara says when the Kohanim are eating from the Malika that was done to the animal, that's an important concept, and that concept is HaKohanim Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. The Kohanim are not eating the food per se, they're not eating the bird per se, but they're really eating from the table of Hashem, Mishulchan Gavoah, from the table of the Exalted One. Meaning to say, the Kohanim have a special merit to eat from the Shulchan Gavoah, from the Exalted Table, and that is considered to be like as though they've been part of the korban itself. And so their Kohanim's eating from the korban is not like they're eating, but it's like it's part of the sacrificial service itself. And so therefore it's not considered to be like treifa is permitted in the sense that we wouldn't need a kavah chomer for it, because it's considered to be like eating from the shulchan gavoah. And that is the concept that it's a part of the sacrifice. And this is the important concept of a kohanim is shulchan gavoah kazahu. The Kohanim are really not eating the food. They're eating from the shulchan gavoah. They're eating from the table of Hashem. And the Egel Tal explains what this means, that the gifts that are given to the Kohanim, they're not coming first and foremost to give the Kohanim food. We're not giving the Kohanim handouts. We're not just like supporting them with food. And indeed, the Avoda, when we bring a sacrifice, that's not coming for the purposes of the Kohanim, but just the opposite. The Kohanim were selected for the purposes of the Avoda, and they're doing this Avoda for us, that when they're eating the sacrificial food, that's part of the service of the Avoda itself. And so therefore the purpose of the Avodah is not to just feed the Kohanim this meat or this sacrificial bird, but rather is to connect the spiritual to the physical. And by the Kohanim eating, that's what they're doing. They're connecting the spiritual to the physical, and thereby making it a part of our offering to Hashem. And so therefore, that's how we should view the Kohanim's eating, not as like saying, oh, treifus is permitted, but rather as saying, Mishulchan Gavoah Ka'asi, that the Kohanim are part of the sacrifice itself. By eating the food, they're part of the sacrifice.